We're holding today on Daf Chof, Masechet Brachot. So the last thing that we were learning, we're trying to figure out why we don't use as a model the Pasuk of Achotot. Because if you recall, we went up a darga with each step. We had La'aviv, Le'imol, La'aviv, La'achotot. From the Aviv, we learned that a Kohen should be matam himself for a make mitzvah. Or rather, a Nozer should be matam himself for a make mitzvah. From Imo, we learned that a Nozer is a Kohen should be matam himself. From Achiv, we learned that a Nozer is a Kohen and a Kohen Gadol should be matam himself for a make mitzvah. And La'achotot, we learned all of the above, who are also going Lishchot. At Pisco, the Mulad Beno, which is a chiyuv that is a chiyuv karet, if somebody doesn't do it, that nonetheless should be the time of the make mitzvah. So the question the Gemara had in the end, if that's the case, since the chiyuv of make mitzvah is kavod hamet, turns out that we're being more machmir. The Torah is telling us to be more machmir on kavod haadam than on the most chomer mitzvot. In other words, bittul korban pesach, bittul brit milah, not to mention going out and being matami, a Kohen and a Nazir, and so on. So the question the Gemara asked was, you use that as a model, because if it first, okay, that's a special pasuk. So even if it's a special pasuk, why can't we use that pasuk? Tell us that that should be our system of values. Kavod HaAdam should be doche any of these other mitzvot. So the Gemara gave a very strange answer last time, that Shev Val Taaseh Shaini, that we can't apply a limud, which is an alta, Shev Val Taaseh, apparently referring just to the element of going to your Korban Pesach or going to the Brit Milah, because what you're doing is not going to go. It's not that you're doing something, but because of the fact that you're going to be Tamei, so you're not going to be able to go to bring your Korban Pesach. But that's a Shevi Altase. Whereas what we were talking about was Kilayim, Levishat Kilayim. We'll have to understand that the aspect of the Shevi Altase is not so much a question of passivity, the way we would have spoken about it in English, whether it's active or passive, but rather whether it's an action or a non-action. So wearing something is an action. It doesn't mean an active action, but it's a maisa. So we're clearly looking at the levishat kilayim as an action, and as not going to bring the Korban Pesach as an inaction. Fine. The problem, of course, is, what about the tumah? The tumah is an action. There we've got a problem, because all of the limudim were additive. We started with the Nozer, went on to Nozer, who's also going, then who's also going Gadol, then who's also going Lomulad Ben Ovel Shkotek Pisco. So we can't simply say we drop all of the others and go just to the point where he's not a Kohen, not a Nozer. So he's going to be Tamei now. If he's Metamei himself, then he's doing an action. He walked into the Bet HaKvarot, or he walked in to pick up the mate. So how are we going to deal with that issue? And that the Gemara just sort of ignores very casually. It takes for granted that that's not something that should bother us, that we should use it as a model for an action. So there's a number of different approaches. Rashi's approach is that since the Isser of Tumah is an Isser that's only defined in particular circumstances, not that the Torah is generally mocked on Tumah. A Kohen is not supposed to be Matamah himself. Nozer is not supposed to be Matamah himself. Where precisely is a Kohen not supposed to be Matamah himself? Non-relatives. Nozer, even for relatives. But in other words, we need to recognize that this is an adjustable mitzvah. So it's the first thing that strikes us in the context of an aviv l'imo, l'achiv l'achoto, is that the reference by implication to a mate mitzvah is another exclusion. In other words, in the same way that a kohen is allowed, and indeed mitzuveh, to be mitameh himself for his father, let's say, so too is he mechuyav to be mitameh himself for a mate mitzvah. The nazir, who generally would not be mitameh himself for his father, would be matamei himself for make mitzvah. But that's not telling you how to go against the Isser of Tumah. It's telling you what the Isser of Tumah is. And therefore, it certainly has nothing to do with the question of whether Kvod Adam is Docha Tumah, because there's nothing to do with Kvod Adam. The Torah did not give an Isser of Tumah in the case of a make mitzvah, in precisely the same way that it did not give an Isser of Tumah to a Kohen when it comes to Tumah for a father. Are we going to use the halacha of the tumah of a Kohen for a father to say, and from there we can learn, asay doker lo taaseh. It's asur to be matamei, and nonetheless the Torah said to go be matamei for a parent. That would be a joke to say such a thing. The Torah didn't say that there's an isur of tumah for a parent. That's all. So Rashi understands that that's precisely what's happening here. Masha'in ten, we wouldn't be able to say the other cases, let's say, hashavas haveda, the italam tamihin. Why didn't we use that teretz before? Instead, we have to come onto the idea of mamon versus isur. But that's a standing mitzvah. Everyone is chayav in that mitzvah. You're going to tell me here's a particular case of a zakein le'nolafi kvodo. It's obviously because of kvodo. It's not a definition of where the mitzvah is chal. Indeed, we would have learned it as a model, used it as a model, if it wouldn't be for the fact that it's dealing with financial issues as opposed to Yisr issues. Here, it simply follows the standard model. The standard model is there are various tumot that are not included in the Yisr tumot. This is one of them. Make mitzvah. Tosfos doesn't like this approach. And he's worried about the Nazir and the Kohen Gadol. And he gives another explanation. This explanation, because, I mean, after all the way through here, the point of the Meit Mitzvah, that's not necessarily specifically being the Mayit, Meit Mitzvah as a type of Meit. It's not a type of Meit. It's clearly a Chiyuv because of the fact that a person needs to be buried, period. That means that it's telling us it's better to go out and take care of a Meit who's in need of burial. And it doesn't make sense to add it to the list of the people to which the Torah was not makbid on Kvura. He is a person. If there'd be somebody else here to take care of the burial, the Torah would be makbid on Kvura. So how can you throw that into... You certainly would say that about his father, about Kohen, which is if somebody else is there. He has a chiyuv to be matame. So it's not the same. Therefore, Tosfos explained the reason that the Gemara doesn't view the issue of being matame as a problem is even though it's a kum ve'aseh, even though you're actively being matame, this Nazir, this Kohen, neither Nazir or Kohen can serve as a model. Why? Because the Kohen is, the Nazir, first of all, is Bichlal, not a problem, because that is an Isser Shiesh no B'Sheila. Any Isser that you can arbitrarily, more or less, cancel, all Nazir has to go is go and be Shoal on his Neder. I made myself a Nazir, and now I'm sorry I made myself a Nazir, and I didn't realize, right now. Okay, fine, so you're not a Nazir. I mean, so wherever it's possible to be Oker and Isser, we can't use that as a model for the being the type of Yisr that the Torah says it's better Kavod HaAdam than that is. Well, obviously, if I want, I can just cancel the Yisr. But how about a regular Yisr that is not cancelable over there? I shouldn't be able to be Dochit for Kavod HaAdam. So that wasn't a problem. The issue of Kohen, we know also, the Gemara says many places, you can't use Kohen as a model for Yisurim because it's an Yisur She'eno Shaveh Bakol. And an Yisur She'eno Shaveh Bakol is, by definition, not as Chabur as other Yisurim. So if you want to derive from Kohen that if, in a case, well, there's an Isur She'eno Shaveh Bakod, you could be Dochet, Bekum Ve'aseh, for Kvod HaAdam, fine. Which is what Ma'isav, exactly what we're saying over here. An Isur She'eno Shaveh Bakod, namely, Tumat HaKohen, you can be Dochet for Kvod HaAdam, namely for Beit Mitzvah. No? You said that already. So, that stands, according to Tosafot. Okay? So that's how we understand those closing words. Shevi Al Ta'asa Shaini. The Shevi Al Ta'asa Shaini was only a reference to the contrast of Levishat Beget Kilayim, on the one hand, which is viewed as active, a Maisa, versus the missing out on bringing your Korban Pesach, the missing out on Lo Mulet Beno, which is passive. I'm not going to go.
Where is it mentioned?
This is where it's mentioned. La'aviv, la'imo, la'achiv, la'achotah. That is the mention. The implication is the mention. La'aviv, that's the source. La'aviv, I know mitameh, I'm mitameh, I'm mitzvah. Okay, I mean, the general halacha of the Thiev would be the lo talin nivlato, right, which would be a Thiev on everybody. Even in a case where they've been killed someone, they're not allowed to be male, even when there's a Thiev of exposure of the Mez. The man yir uvi il nidu, and so on.
But the idea that it says to learn out from la'faisai, la'faisai, you only learn these extra pieces. It's impossible in one's meaning of la'faisai.
Extra, not including the original?
Correct. Because this
first of all, no, because the whole thing is additive. Although Tosfos does point out that lo yetameh can be going even on someone who's going according to Pesach and so on. But certainly it's additive, you know, that, which is, I mean, that's the whole Pashas of the Brises. I mean, we've already handled those cases. Now let's add to it. We'd still have the other cases to worry about, even if we wouldn't want the Achotov part. Wouldn't help us very much. Because Lamaisa, the Torah, would be telling us to go ahead and be the Matamis. Right? Now continues the Gemara, line 4 of the Chav. Omalei Rav Popola Abayi, Maishna Rishonim di Trachish Lunisa, Umaishna Ya'anan Delo Mitrachish Lunisa. Now we've been talking about the issue over here of Ein Chokma Ve'Ein Tvuna, that a person shouldn't hesitate when it comes to Chilul Hashem. This is the way that he has to respond. We got onto this, of the question of the issue of Kavod HaAdam, Kavod HaMeit. And now we want to talk about, in general, we're going to use this as our entranceway to discussing the level of passion that a person has for Kiyum HaMitzvot, concern for personal honor as opposed to the need to respond. So Rav Popa asked Abaya, why is it that we find that in previous generations all types of miraculous things used to happen? Ain't anybody around here ever seen any miracles? I mean, Inishim Tenuye, is it because they knew more than we knew? Absolutely not. We know more than they do. Because Mishnei Rebbe Yehuda, Kulei Tenuye Ben Ezekin Havu. In the years of Rebbe Yehuda, All they learned were Baba Kama, Baba Metziah, and Baba Basra. That's all they learned, like some yeshivas there. We do daf yomi. I mean, we know everything, including the Mishnayos that they don't learn in daf yomi. And Rabbi Yehuda, I mean, whose main asik was in Nezikin, Yavi Motiv. Remember this Rabbi Yehuda Shita, who holds that Man Devoilam Abed Hasida Yasek Benimad in Nezikin. He found the whole center of Avodat Adam in Nezikin. So when Rabbi Yehuda would get to Uktin, of course he was also doing the daf yomi. So when he would get to Uktin. Now, it's a little bit strange because the first part of this is not in Uktin at all. It's in the Sefer Tyrus, but there's another girsa that says Gabe. So when he would get to Isha Shekoveshet Yerek B'Kdeira, the sugya of the halach of Tuma in a case where a woman is making pickles, and the shayla over there is whether the Tuma on the roots are going to be Matame, the leaves that grow out of it, or some say his problem was, this is indeed in Uktin, Zeitim shekafsham betarfehem, where you're making pickled olives together with the leaves of the olives. And the question is over there whether the leaf can still act as a yad to be maybe tuma, to be motzi tuma, because originally it was meant to pick up the olive with the leaf. It's convenient, but once it's already kabush, once it's pickled, the leaf has a tendency to disintegrate and is no longer very usable as a yad. Anyway, he felt that those sugyas were so complicated that he said, Havayot de Rabbi Shmuel kachazina. Remember, if Yehuda was a Talmud, both of Rabbi Shmuel. And he said, man, I can see that this thing is as complex as all the various issues I learned from Rabbi Shmuel together. I don't even begin to understand these Mishnayos. Vanan kamat nina buksin tleitam et yifta. And as far as we're concerned, we have 13 different approaches in Masechet Uktzin, in precisely the same way that we say that Rabbi HaKadosh, when he wrote the Mishnah, incorporated 13 different approaches into the Mishnah. Those 13 different approaches are discernible separately, as Rashi points out, because we have, for instance, the Mishnah Bar Kapara is one approach. We have Rabbi Chiya's prizes. That's another approach. And we have the various brises from the other schools, Shil Teis, and so on. Each one of them is a different approach to the Mishnah. So it's obviously in Uktzin we did the same thing. So we have 13 different ways of understanding Uktzin now that we were Koveya the Mishnah. And Tosis sort of Stoitam Mesifta is just a number, the Alma. He says we often find 13 used in that way. It's a way of talking about a wide variety. And it just means, yeah, the way we would say it does, exactly. And the idea of Mitifta means different yeshivas. They have different yeshivas that would be like we have next door of Yeshivat HaKohanim. There should be Mark Pedavka and those issues. We have Yeshivat HaUketzim. So we have 13 yeshivas that are just Uktzin yeshivas. So, I mean, certainly we're way advanced over the learning in the years of Rabbi Yehuda. And nonetheless, I could tell you that when Rabbi Yehuda was having a tinus when there was no rain, and he would just start to take off his shoes, you know, to be ma'aneh, but the tinus tzibur, they kept like Yom Kippurim. So he would take off his shoes, hadn't even started davening yet. As soon as he took off his first shoe, it started to rain. Ozimitra. And that's how they would respond to his tinus. Vanan, whereas we, Kamitsari Navshin, we could sit there with the 5 days of tinus, screaming our heads off, Bitzaveak, Batsafchina, less than Ishka, nobody's paying attention to our tefillahs, nothing ever happens. So, I mean, why is that, since we know so much more than they did? Omar Lay, so Abaya said them, it's very simple. Kamoi, Abikamazi Navshayak, Dushat Hashem. They used to actually care, and they would give of themselves for Kedushat Hashem. Whereas we don't really care, you know, it's all sort of, it's nice and abstract, but it doesn't really hit you where it counts. And therefore, it's like a mita, connected mita. If we don't really respond, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't respond to us. It's just words to us. Like, take a look at Rav Ada Bar Abba. I mean, you want to take a look, what's Mesiris Nefesh for Kedushas Hashem? I mean, speaking about this, the story of taking off your clothes in the middle of Times Square, because you find out that you're wearing shatnez, if you're a follower of the years of the Rambam, that it means tearing off the next guy's clothes. The question is, what if the next guy is a woman? Now there you're really getting into a problem. So that's the Ge'enim, it's Brother Yitzhak Ge'enim, this case is talking about Kilayim, which is how it ties into the Sugya before directly. I mean, obviously it's connected to the Sugya before, because they were talking about Mesiris Nefesh HaKadosh Hashem, right? Ein Chokhma Ve'ein Tevunah, and so on. So this is an extension. But in the Yitzhak Ge'enim, the Karbalta that is about to be discussed was talking about a Bega Kilayim, which according to Shita the Rabbam, should be removed from another person, even if they're not aware that they're wearing it. And what's the difference if it's a male or a female? Ein chokma ve'ein tvuna. So indeed, there was now Rav Ada Bar Abba for previous generations, where he saw a kutit, but he didn't know she was a kutit, he thought she was Jewish, and she was wearing this karbalta of a shukah. She was wearing a karbalta, a very chosh of a baguette, but it was either it was shatnez, as the Gaon, or it was red and inappropriate, and he considered it to be a pirtza. And he thought that this is a Jewish girl, Savar the Bas Yisrael, so come karim, and he ripped it off of her. Now, she wasn't too happy about that, obviously, and she sued him. And he glory milta the kutitab, and she took him to court, and they fined him 400 zuz, which was a heck of a lot of money in those days. So, Omar Lay sat there, mashmech, just go, I mean, I might as well get to know you now. What's your name? Omar Lay, so she said, my name is Maton. Maton, he said. Maton, metinut, patience, calm. I suppose if I were to learn a little bit of extra calm, maton equals 400, that's 200 and 200, I could have saved myself $400. Maton, harba mea zuz shavya. A little bit of maton would have saved me my fine of $400. But there's a very beautiful pirish from the Mea Shiloh in this. I mean, in general, one has to contemplate in the serious nefesh, akadushas Hashem is ripping off a girl's dress. I mean, yeah, Monsieur Snefesh, I could do this. People were led to the gas chamber. You're talking about Monsieur Snefesh, I could do this. Shame. I mean, you know, well, that's not the point. In other words, the question over here is the amount of passion that a person is willing to risk exposing himself to be a total idiot for. That's what the Gemara is calling Monsieur Snefesh. Well, you're put into a position where somebody's got a gun to your head and so on. Mainly any idiot can do that. I mean, that's, you know, you're not putting yourself out. You're just, you know, okay, what's the bottom line of your beliefs and what are you going to stand for and so on. Okay, that's not called Mesiru's method on the level we're talking about. We're trying to show passion. That's almost passive. Let somebody shoot you. But the idea over here to go out and to express your concerns for something. Yeah, now, Lamaisa says the Mea Shiloh that the idea here was that, generally speaking, we don't like over much passion. You get into trouble. So these people, that what Abaye was telling him is Dorota could mean they were willing to risk getting into trouble. And Bahar Raya, that even then you could easily get into trouble. It's not necessarily such a good thing. You see what happened to him? He risked himself, and he said, if I would have been a little more patient, I could have found out that she's not Jewish. But I could have, I mean, you know, I could have asked her for identity card before I rip off her dress. You know, I mean, at least get to know what you're talking about. So you see that the Hanhaga was a risky Hanhaga even then. And that's the point that it was Master Nafshayu. And so the Bisman Hazeh, where people are more or less parut, and all of life no longer has that taste that it once had. So you don't expect a Kaddish Baruch Hu to respond to you very tangily either, you know. You're all parava people, so your tefillahs are parav, and the response to you is parav.
Also, if you as an individual, not as a clan, you know, you went out as a single person as opposed to, like sometimes today you see people go out only.
No, yeah, that's belief systems, that's fanaticism. Sure. We're not talking about fanaticism, we're talking about personal risk. You know.
Couldn't they have had a better example than a Jewish girl or something? You
No, that's the point, is the risk taking. People today don't take risks. Everybody's got to follow like a sheep. So-and-so said this, so let's do that. There's no risk taking. There's no risk taking because there's no passion. So Mamela, there's no responsiveness.
But this juxtaposed against the social identity of people.
But that's how we introduced the whole sugya. If somebody's wearing kilayim that's inappropriate, he's got to take his clothes off. According to the Rambam, it means the other person.
Assuming that it's the other person that's wearing the kilayim.
No, it's always easier to take off the other guy's clothes.
But there's my kilayim.
But you're wearing kilayim or not, switching with it.
Rav Gidel Avikorogil, Navikorozov Yosef Ashari Litzvila. Once we're talking about tearing off girls' dresses, we might as well point out that Rav Gidel actually used to stand outside of the mikveh. So that when the girls were coming out of the mikveh, or going into the mikveh, he could explain to them, listen, you got to make sure you do this and this, and that you check for that, and you're sure that you don't have to go back in. And so he would give them lessons on the way into the tefillah and so on. So, but could you just close the door for a second while the machine is on? Amar lohu, and he would say to them, hachi tavilo, go and be tevil this way or be tevil that way. Now you can imagine that nowadays people wouldn't do that. So when they asked him, I mean, aren't you afraid of getting into trouble with this kind of, I mean, you're talking to all the girls and going to mikveh. I mean, if you think that you're going to get into trouble playing with pretty white geese, then you shouldn't play with them. But to me, that's all they are. They're white geese. They don't exactly turn me on. Rabbi Yochanan, because of Yosef Ashari Ditzvila, Rabbi Yochanan was so personally beautiful
that he would sit waiting for the girls to come out of the mikveh, because he wanted them to see him. Omar, Kisalkan, Benoshi, Sov, Asim, Mitzvila, when they come out of the mikveh, let them look at me, and that way they'll keep in mind someone beautiful when they sleep with their husbands,
and then they'll go home
and think about me, and then they'll have beautiful children like me. So Miss Backlund, me, the Nahavilu Zara, the Shapiri Kavasi, they should have children that are as beautiful as I am. Amalei Rabbona Lokum, this thing Marviena Bisha, but you're not afraid of an Ayin Hara. That's interesting. Rav Gittel, they asked, aren't you afraid of the Yetzer Hara? Rav Yochum, they asked, aren't you afraid of an Ayin Hara? I mean, you can say Rav Gittel wasn't very pretty. I mean, nobody necessarily was going to give him an Ayin Hara. But how about worrying about Rav Yochanan's Yetzer Hara? Right? Oh, Rav Yochanan, in general, his eyes were closed. The Gemara brings elsewhere, Rav Yochanan used to have his eyes closed all the time. So he probably didn't see anybody. He just wanted them to see him. And the Yetzer is not Shailet, where you don't can't see him. So in the mail, that wasn't a problem. But I mean, if he's trying to show up beautiful, yes, somebody's going to think, this guy, he really deserves to be so beautiful. To have an Ayin Hara? So aren't you afraid of an Ayin Hara? Omar Lahusa, he said, what do I have to be afraid of an Ayin Hara? Ana Mizar de Yosef Kasina. I know that I come from the children of Yosef. And there's no fear of an Ayin Hara in the children of Yosef. The Loshot of Eina Bisha. He was very fat, and the reason his eyes were closed was because he had such bushy eyebrows that he was hard to open his eyes. But he was still very beautiful. Seems to be different standards.
Unless the first MRI closed.
Dechtiv ben porat yosef, ben porat ale ayin. Ale ayin, as Rabbi Abu explains, optically, ale ayin, ela ole ayin, meaning they are above the eye, they transcend the eye, meaning that the eye cannot affect them. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Hanina says, well, it's obvious. Because the bracha to the children of Yosef is v'yidgu l'rov b'kerav ha'aretz. So he compares them to dagim. Ma dagim shebiyam, mayim chasim aleihem. Ve'in ayin hara sholetet v'hem. Av zarosha Yosef, in ayin hara sholetet v'hu. So two, the zara of Yosef. Now, the next words of Yibay Teima make absolutely no sense. I wouldn't say absolutely no sense, but to say Yibay Teima, a svora, ayin shalorat tala zunim ha'ash eno shalom. In ayin hara sholetet v'hu. That would be the way to make it to have sense. Instead of coming along now and saying, we have either the Pasuk of Ben Korat Yosef, or we have the Pasuk of Yidgul L'Rov B'Kerav of Aretz, or we have a Svara B'Alma. It's a little bit strange. And in the other places where we bring the Sefi by Seima, it's not the Sefi by Seima. So many change this to read either my Taima, going back on both of the drushes. If we're saying that Yosef, Zara the Yosef, is above Ayin Hara, I mean, it's certainly not arbitrary. It's teaching us something, that someone was not attracted to anything that wasn't meant to be his. Simply was not attracted to it. So, therefore, his children should be zochen. Even where he was attracted, he was able to get out of it and run away. So someone like that is rewarded with children where the eye is not shared on them, just as his eye wasn't shared on him. However, what we could learn is, and this is what the Mashmot in Zerachim, is that the Ayin Shelo Rats Talazun is the closing of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina's Pshat. Om. The Pshat is like this. Dogim Shebeyam, why is it better to compare it to Dogim Shebeyam? Because Dogim Shebeyam are not shayach to ownership. Other behemoths, land animals, have ownership. There's a land b'chalal is a mokum of ownership. Things don't float away. And in fact, you can deposit pheromones on things that define it as your own, like we talked about ants. An ant will not touch something that belongs to another ant. It's been marked already, chemically, it's belonging to someone else. Fish, b'chlal, niyam, everything is hefker. Like that's our word for hefker. It's like it belongs in the yam. You throw something into the yam to get rid of it. That's the ultimate hefker. So therefore, you can view this as the end, that ayin shelo ratz tala zun mimash eino shelo. You see that the sea living creatures have no concept of geneva b'chlal. There's no specificity in ownership. So too, by Yosef, he would never touch anything that could be owned by anybody else. It had to be Davka Min HaHefker, or meaning Davka to be his, so Inayin in HaRashu let it go. No sabotage.
Dr. Elisha,
Noshim V'Avadim U'Ktanim Pturim U'Kriyat Shema. Now we're getting into the various Pturim. We spoke about the Ptur of an Ozik B'Mitzvah, Mishamei Tomu Talafanab. In the previous parak, we talked about the question of tir, though, because that was an idea how to be kerei, not who is kerei. How to be kerei, since these are in yonim that require kavana, so therefore we included it in the various modes of kriya, even though it had to do with eisik the mitzvah, because over there was Torah tir to the mitzvah. But in our parak, we're talking about the mechuyavim, to be coloring, not because of Tirdo or Kavana. So after discussing the elements of Osef the Mitzvah that is not Shaykh to Kriya or Onen, but there's no Shaykh to the Mitzvah, and discussing in the Gemara an introduction to this next Mishnah, which is Noshim, and the Noshim of Maika Zachar, and so on and so forth, we begin now with a list of those who are Potter Mikriyat Shema. So Noshim, Avadim, Uktanim, Turim Mikriyat Shema. Avadim, we know the Noshim is obviously because the idea of Kriyat Shema is perhaps the paradigm of morning and evening. I mean, that's Meshoko of Kamecha. We know it has specific times, and a woman is Potter from anything that has specific times. We know that Avadim have the same Chiyuvim that women have. And Kitanim are also Potter Mikriyat Shema. Now, this one would learn. Katan is Potter Mikriyat Shema. By the way, Katan is Potter from everything. Rashi has a very different approach, and he learns this is talking about even a cotton sheet yelachinuk. And that the Chazal were not mechayev apparent in the chinuch of Kriyat Shema because of the fact that it's so fundamentally time oriented, it's impossible to be mechayev apparent to be available for that chinuch. What if his father's not around? Specifically, the time that a child is ready to read Kriyat Shema. He's in shul, then he goes to work. How's he going to be mechayev that? So, therefore, we're never mechayev you in the mitzvah of chinuch, even for a cotton sheet yelachinuk. Now, Tosis argues on that, but we'll see that Tosis runs into problems in the parallelism of the Mishnah as we continue. So they're potter from Kriyat Shema Uminat Tfilin. Why they're potter Uminat Tfilin? Again, so Rashi learns, potter Uminat Tfilin is even a katan shigiyah l'chinuk. I'm sure you're all aware of the practical implications today of this bachlokas. Is a katan shigiyah l'chinuk supposed to be wearing Tfilin? Now we're very machbed indeed not to be machanek. A cotton shigiel, but certainly don't give a 6-year-old or 7-year-old tefillin. The reason is because he cannot be careful with his bodily functions the way an adult is, and you have to be careful even for flatulence and so on. Child is not going to be aware of that. And so, Mamela, we will, according to Rashi's understanding, the cotton shigiel chinuch. There's no chinuch when it comes to tefillin. Indeed, there are those who are only mechanic mamish at the bar mitzvah. Some a week before, some a month before, but because of this issue, indeed, there's a reason not to be mechanic for tefillin. Tosfos asks from the Gemara that says, "Katan shigiyah l'chinuch, aviv kanela tefillin," which is mashma even from a young age. Again, this we'll talk about when we reach it on our halachic review day. V'chayavin b'tefillah, nonetheless, the chayav in tefillah, after all, is first of all, it's the type of thing which is so central to human life. It's rachamim. It's the way in which a person basically is zochet to tziyas d'shmaya and learns that his life is connected with the Ratzon Hashem. And therefore, it's not possible to leave off of such a thing. But furthermore, it's not kavua bizman. Because even though Chazal gave it a particular tviyut, but the mitzvah as the mitzvah per se is just lo'ovdo b'chol v'achem, according to the Rambam d'Oraisa, according to the other Rishonim, even here, the Rabbonim. But the time of tviyah is certainly not d'Oraisa. And therefore, be'ikah, there is a chiyuv at all times. So there is a chiyuv of tefillah, both from Noshim, it's not considered to be a mitzvah seishas ban gurma, and for Avadim, therefore, and Ketanim, because it's such an important element of chinuch. Ubimizuzah, which you'll see the Gemara is going to ask, but what's Kiddush in that? It's not different than any other mitzvah. Ubibirkat Hamazon is also the shayla of whether, what's the Kiddush, and if there is a Kiddush, is the result of the chiyuv of D'Oraisa, or D'Rabbanan in a woman's chiyuv of Birkat Hamazon. Says the Gemara, Kriyat Shema, why do I need to know that a woman is not chayav in Kriyat Shema? I mean, obviously, it's a mitzvah that says shazman gormau. The whole mitzvah that says shazman gormau nashim pturot. Mahu detein oil v'itva malchut shamayim. I might have thought that since the idea of Kriyat Shema is kabbalat o malchut shamayim, perhaps we were koveyat ben rabbanan on a chiyav, as a chiyav on everybody. Therefore, b'mashmon, even so, there's no chiyav on a woman to say Kriyat Shema. Umenat filin. Also, I mean, isn't tefillin only worn in the day, not at night? Obviously, the Gemara here is asking, according to Man Yomar, that Lila loves Man Tefillin. If Lila loves Man Tefillin, then tefillin turn out to be a mitzvah as a shazman gorma. So why should women be chayiv? Because ma, the tema will be kishlu mezuzah. Look, I mean, the Torah mentions both mezuzah and tefillin in one breath. You know, al mezuzot beitecha visharecha comes together with ukshar tam alot ayadecha. So you might think, in the same way that a woman is chayiv at mezuzah, she has a home, So too she should be chayevet in tefillin. So ma'ash malan that it's not a chiyev as a mitzvah seishas man gurma. V'chayev b'tevilah, and there is a chiyev for tevilah, that's because the rachamei ninu. Tevilah, after all, is something that is such a common human need that we won't limit it to men. Ma'o detein, now, this ma'o detein doesn't make sense unless you also throw in the word cheetah. Because otherwise, I mean, what are we saying ma'o detein on? So basically, our Gemara turns out to be a rather spineless combination of two gersot. In one gers it says pshita, mal detema. The other gers it doesn't have anything on after the words the rachamim. You know, there's no pshita.
Tefila from men,
rabbanan. I said, we just mentioned it, it's about locus. We showed them the Rambam holds it's the Uraisa, and for women it's the Uraisa, because it's not a mitzvah shel non-gorma.
When
did you learn this one? So he learns that sana nesmachta, that's mikra din. So, I mean, the question is, according to him, the girsa of rachame doesn't make sense. What do you mean, hoyo barachame? It's not a mitzvah shel non-gorma. Again, those are part of our halachic discussions. But, oh, that's the shaila. If it says rachamim, you know, then according to Rambam, the only thing it could be adding is that it should be rachamim three times a day. But then there would be an inyan for a woman to be mitalala three times a day, which it doesn't hold up. Yeah, as I said, we'll wait till we have our Friday discussion on this. If you hold that that the whole thing is rachamim, then the rachamim, you know, would be to be mitalala of a woman. Stop, maybe one time a day to be mitalala because of rachamim. Ubimizuza, pshita. Why not? Because ma'atem ol v'iskish of Talmud Torah. Since it comes together with v'limadtan, when you see that v'limadtan does not apply to a woman, so memela, you might think that there's a p'tura mezuzah, kamash mulan, u'birkata mazon, is that also a pshita? No, because ma'atem ol v'iskish v'tet Hashem lachem be'erv basar lechol v'lechem b'boker l'sova, so maybe it's like a mitzvata say, shazman gormadami. Because, after all, the man was given b'dafka b'boker be'erv. Maybe there's an Indian of Suda, Badafka, Baboka Barab. The fact that you want to eat like a nut sometime in the middle of the day and snack or whatever, that's not a Suda that the Torah recognizes. So being a non-recognized Suda, the Dinah Birkat HaMazon over there, would be maybe a Darabonan. But maybe it's Beikar, Mitzvah Zegeman Goman, Kamash Malan, that there's no such thing. Now, Tosis brings that not everybody has this Girsa. Because by Birkat HaMazon, we know that there's other issues. And those other issues are Brit and Aretz. Because since there was no Yerushata Aretz for Nashim directly, it was split according to men, even where Nashim are Yerushot, they're Yerushot only the Chelek of, like, B'not Slavchad, where Yerushot, the Chelek of Slavchad. But the Chalukata Aretz was not according to women. And they're not considered to be Chayabot and Brit Milah, even though they're Nimolim, considered to be the equivalent of Nimolot, but they're not B'toch the Chi of a Brit Milah. So since those are ma'akev in Birkat HaMazon, ko mishlo amar, v'al britcha shechatamta bivsareinu, or al ha'oretz ha'tova, is not going to be yotze Birkat HaMazon. So maybe if they're not shy to that, they won't be included in Birkat HaMazon. There's a whole other issue here about the chiyuv of women in Birkat HaMazon. Therefore, Tosfos doesn't have this gears of pshita. It isn't pshita, anyway. Omer v'ad barava, nashim chayavot b'kiddush hayom, dvar Torah. It's a deraisa that women have to say kiddush on Shabbos. You're kidding. Isn't that like, for sure, mitzvah tasei shazman gorman? The whole point of Kiddush is that it's built around time. B'chol mitzvah tasei shazman gorman hashim p'turot. Omer Abaye will have to say it's min rabbanan. Omer Rava, excuse me? It just said Dvar Torah, and you're saying Dvar Torah means min rabbanan. Not to mention the fact that it's ridiculous. I mean, so kol mitzvah tasei, nechayvinu min rabbanan. You're telling me, well, you don't like the fact that it's a mitzvah tasei shazman gorman. Well, okay, so it's rabbanan. So explain to me why this mitzvah is different than any other mitzvah. I mean, you're giving me half the information, which I disagree with. I mean, it's not what it says here. Elo Amar Rava, the point is, Amar Kra Zachor V'Shamor, and of course there are those who are Gores over here, the Zachor V'Shamor B'Dibur Echad Nemu, to tell me that there's a Hekesh of Zachor V'Shamor. Of course she Yeshlo B'Shmira. Wherever someone is Chayav, in the Lotase, Shmor is a Lotase. So whoever is Chayav in a Lotase, women are Chayavot in all Lotase. So in the same way that she cannot be mechalavet Shabbat, so she's mechuyevet also in all of the mitzvot that say of Shabbat. Yeshno b'zechira, so she has to do the zechira, which is the makor of the mitzvah of Kiddush. Zechor means b'peh, say over kedushat haShabbat. V'ani nashi, hoyo v'yitnu b'shmira, yitnu b'zechira. Omalei Ravina l'roba, are women chayev in Birkat HaMazon d'oraita or d'rabbanan? I mean, look, it's certainly not a mitzvah to say shazman gorma. Whatever that is. We're adults have the thought that maybe su'udot are kvuot baboker ve'erev. On the other hand, we have the other question, which is al ha'aretz ha'tovash ha'natana, which is not true about Yerushas Nashim. And therefore, maybe the chiyuv of Birkat HaMazon is only d'rabbanan. You'll say, what's the difference? I mean, bottom line is they have to say Birkat HaMazon. There's a big difference. L'maynaf kamina, la'fuke, it should probably say, as is in the gears of the rush, La fuki acherim yedei chovatan. It's not a question of rabim. is the question whether a woman can be motzi a man. If a man is chayav d'oraisa, the woman is only chayav d'rabbanan. Chayav d'rabbanan, how could she be motzi his fear? So, amr d'oraita, atu d'oraita, mafik d'oraita. If the women's brikat hamazon is the same as the men's, so she should be able to be mavarech for him. Whereas the amr d'rabbanan, so then in terms of the man's fear, she's an eno mechuyav b'davar. She doesn't have a chiyuv d'oraita. V'chol she'eino mechuyav b'davar, eino motzi acher yedei chovato, is what it should say. Cannot be motzi others, they're chiyuv, if they are chayav d'oraita. But, what's the din? Tashma, be'emet amru means it's absolutely agreed upon halacha, this is normative. Ben mevarek la'aviv, eved mevarek l'rabo, isha mevareket la'ba'ala, that if a person doesn't know how to say berkat hamazon, and he listens to his son, as we're talking about his son, who's a katan? Pechora. Otherwise, what's the chiyuv? He's like anybody else. An eved can be mevarech to his master, because he's chayav, and the same thing a woman is chayav. And a woman can be mevarech as lebaala. Aval amru chachamim tavo meira la'adam, shishto v'nam mevarechim lo. A guy who is so complete an amharis, he doesn't know how to say berkat hamazon, so he needs his rebbetzin. I mean, she's his rebbetzin, you know. He knows nothing, she tells him everything, including berkat hamazon. So a guy like that should be accursed. But he couldn't take the time to learn how to read a little bit of Hebrew. So anyway, but meanwhile we see clearly that she's motziyim. See, I'm a bishleim a dioraita. If you're going to tell me a woman's chiyuv is in fact a dioraita, so then it makes sense. Ati dioraita, umatik dioraita. Eliyem a derabanan, ati derabanan, umatik dioraita. How could we say a woman can be mevarechet leba'ala? Oh, now, wait a minute. It says over here ben, which obviously is a cotton. Now, I don't care how you learn, but a cotton can't be chayav dioraita. He can only be chayav derabanan. And anyway, it says that he can be motzi his father, the Birkat Hamazon, and you're not going to prove from there that a katan is chayav d'oraita, are you? So how do you explain that? So the time that katan bar chiyuvu. Clearly the only way that this works out is in a case where the father was chayav only d'rabanan. How is that? He ate less than a shear, which is chayav d'oraita, because b'oraita it says v'achalta v'savato v'irachta, and we're not meant to be mavarach a kezayis, or some say a kedetza, but the point is that his chiyuv is a d'rabanan. So that's the case that the ben can be motzi. If that's true, maybe that's the case that his wife can be motzi. You can't prove it from here, because it clearly is not talking about all the way through. It can't be talking about a chiyuv d'oraisa. Certainly about the ben. In which case, then maybe the isha is the same thing. So it's talking about a case, maybe, where the husband was only chayav d'rabbanan. Doresh Rav Avira. Sometimes Rav Avira said this over the name of Rav Ami, and sometimes he said it over the name of Rav Asi. Amru marachei asharet lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ribono shel olam. Katuv b'toratcha asher lo yisa parim v'lo yikach shochat. You make such a big deal about Hashem Elokechem, Hu Elokei Elokim, Adonai Adonim, asher lo yisa parim. And then you go ahead, and you're no say parim. And we make a big deal about it. The Kohanim every day over there get up and say, Yisa Hashem panav elecha. How can they say that if the whole identification of God is His absolute justice, and He will not show favoritism? And Yisa parim to show favoritism. Let's explain that. Amar Lahem, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu said back to the Malachi Asharis, come on, guys, give me a little break over here. V'chilo esapanim liYisrael. What are you talking about? I can't show favoritism to Yisrael. Shekatavti lem b'Torah, v'achalta v'savato v'irach, as Hashem Elokecha. So really, they don't have to say Birkat HaMazon until they feel full. And they go ahead and they say Birkat HaMazon. They show favoritism to me. I mean, they go beyond the call of duty, don't they? So they are medakti malatzman. At kezayis, according to Rabbi Meir, or at kebetza, according to Rabbi Yehuda. So it's only me that can get me. That's not really favoritism. I mean, they're going beyond the call of duty. So I'm going beyond the call of duty. So it's, you know, it's adds on.
Not an Indian that everybody has is prayer.
It's not the truth. One doesn't have to say that.
So is the bracha.
Mr. Shaw notwithstanding.
So is the bracha, is the need a fix, and the bracha is that we'll go beyond, so Hashem will respond in kind, or that given where we're going beyond, that Hashem will respond in kind?
You mean, can you push his button? Mm-hmm. Is what you're asking. There's a lot of button pushing nowadays. You know, say this tefillah for that response, and all you got to do is do this and
drink this water.
Exactly. You can't push God's buttons. No, you're certainly not going to get the CS pony by looking for the CS pony. That's like a kid trying to be cute.
So the fact that we're mashkin l'marav from the kabbalah mofer shemayim, that doesn't do it. It's the fact that we go beyond we're disastrous.
Yeah. Otherwise, it's the CS pony.
And even though it's, I mean, lachara double super also mishenim super also.
That's true in terms of Kabbalah Skar. In terms of Hanhaga, of strict Midas HaDin, we don't. We view our whole lives as not being Din or anybody. We only do the Halacha.
Somebody who only does halacha is in big trouble, and that's the churban. They were noyig. They were noyig only kedin, not b'fnim mishras adin. That takes away. I mean, the whole. Remember, the whole last sugya is over here, but it's been about passion and involvement, and it's all an interrelated sugya, which you know is an extension of the idea of tirda mitzvah kavana and so on. I mean, it makes a lot of sense. The whole seder of the Masecht over here, we went from din to kavana, different types of kavana. Kavana in terms of your involvement. We got a whole new idea of kavana, which is lafuke tirda. Then we got into the idea of an onen who has to remain passionless, and contrasted with the ideas of passion, which come all the way over here, finally to a passion that extends beyond din, and is goreim, a passionate response from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us. So it's a different level of Kabbalah Salamah Shamayim. That was why there's no nisim for, you know, people who are passionless. What was Rabbi Lichtenstein's term? An endemic lassitude. Referring to a certain community. Interesting. Yeah, that's a very powerful thing. I like that. Now we get into the question of Takanat Ezra. We know that at Kabbalat HaTorah, there was a specific hakpada against carry. That's all somehow HaKadosh Baruch Hu cared about. So we got 3 days, three extra days in which there would be no problem of a woman who would be leaking viable sperm after 3 days no longer viable. And therefore, Ezra felt that the takana should be in all types of learning situations that we have to disallow too much carry. And therefore, since Kriyat Shema is also Torah, of course, that's our old, the connection that we've had throughout the Masechta so far. So when it comes to saying Kriyat Shema, because of Takanat Ezra, not to be Osek B'Torah as a Balkari, he should only be Me'arher B'Libo. He should think out Kriyat Shema in his heart. And here we're finally getting to the Gemaras that will deal with the question we raised briefly before we get up to it yet in our halacha discussion about the difference of articulation and non-articulation, and articulation that is whispered so you don't hear it. Here we have a question when it's considered bichlal to be articulation. So the Balkari should not articulate, and when it comes to the brachot of Kriyat Shema, he shouldn't even think them. Lo lefaneha v'lo la'achareha. V'al ha-mazon, when it comes to Birkat ha-mazon, you have the same distinction. Where you're dealing with a diorita, even though we'll see there's a question, we'll see soon, question whether Kriyat Shema is diorita, the Rabbanan, but there's a greater chiyuv on the Kabbalat Olam HaShemayim, and Tosfos learns here, even if you hold the great Rabban Yomar that Kriyat Shema is the Rabbanan, if you didn't say a Zechirat Yitziat Mitzrayim other than Kriyat Shema, then Kriyat Shema is diorita because of that. So Mamela, we treat it like a diorita. The part about Yitziat Mitzrayim that's there.
Kriyat Shema is Mitzrayim. Part about
Mishu. Was it nice there back in the time? Nice. Yeah.
Good to be out.
Yeah, happy to be out.
Kriyat Shema is Divrei Torah.
Kriyat Shema is Divrei Torah, and therefore you can't say it. Kamazan includes honors, and you can ask about the brachas. What about the brachas, right? I mean, it's here too. The Gemara is going to talk about what's the level of Akbaris of a Balkari. And al Amazon mevarech lefaneh. Yes, al Amazon mevarech la'acharav, because of Birkat Amazon is a diorita. But the brachot lefaneh, he should not be mevarech. That's not clear. We talk about that al Amazon mevarech, meaning birhur, or are we talking about saying it or what? Rabbi Yehuda Omer mevarech lefaneh ulachrehem. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Say a bracha before and after on your food. A lot of issues up here, up in the air, so let's begin. First of all, Ravina says, look, I mean, if you're telling me that the Balkari should be Maharher, then obviously your order is Kedibur. Because otherwise, what's the point? I mean, Yitzhak Daitach Lav Kedibur, you're telling me that having in mind the words in your mind are not the equivalent of saying them to be Yotze. What's the point? Then Lav Kedibur, I mean, Lama Maharher, then why in the world would he be Maharher? I understand. Exactly the opposite is true. If you're going to tell me that Hiror is Kedibur, then he's not allowed to be Maher. If you're telling me he can't say it, then he can't think it. So doesn't, I mean, you have to conclude the opposite over here, no? Elamai, Hiror is Kedibur, dummy. And you say, if you're telling me that he can be Maher, so then let him say it. And if he can't say it, then he can't be Maher. No, that's not a problem. Because that is the basis of the Takona of Ezra for Balkari. Kida Ashkechan B'Sinai. Look, B'Sinai, we didn't find that there's an isser in thinking. We found only that there's an isser in speaking. And that was the basis. Now, why is that true?
is not clear. I mean, nobody was talking. Everybody was sitting and listening to God speak, right? But the point is that it was speech that is in the sense of shomea ke'oned. In other words, I'm concentrating on a spoken word. So a spoken word is usher for a valkyrie, whether it's in terms of him doing the speaking or him doing the listening and being yotzi with the speaking. Rashi doesn't seem to, I mean, Rashi brings the pasuk, which some learn that's the point. Vohodatem levanecha. That's the point of Sinai. Just like it says on Har Sinai, Vohodatem levanecha, Yom Asher Amadat Lefnei Hashem Elokecha b'Sinai. Now, can you explain to me how you are going to be modia levanecha without talking? So in other words, the pasuk itself, which is the basis of the Takanat Ezra, is I'm talking. That's the idea. The same way that it says Yom Asher Amadat, just like you're supposed to express Sinai to your children in Vohodatem, there was no Isser in Takanat Ezra in terms of thinking, even though you could be Yotzi the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema in terms of thinking. Therefore, says Ravina, look, the way to understand the mission is this. Takanat Ezra is not on thinking. Nonetheless, thinking is kedibur in terms of you're being Yotzi your chiyuv. So the fact that you have to think out Kriyat Shema is an indication that you will indeed be Yotzi Kriyat Shema, and we can account for the Isser of speaking because of the Hodatim Levanecha Levanecha. There's again a very interesting pshat from the Me'ah Shiloach again, the Rav Binyamin on Masechet Brachot, in which he says that since the darga of Har Sinai was Nevi'ut, wasn't listening, Nevi'ut is speaking. That's why Niv Svatayim. Nevi'ut is a level of speech in which the communication is through your own facility of speech, which is why Rashi learns that it's called Niv Svatayim, Belosh Niv Svatayim. Okay, anyway, so getting back to this. So, Kedash Rabbisinai, Rav Chista says, no, quite the opposite from our Mishnah. Actually, here is not Kedibur, because if it is the same, the Isak Adaita Kirur Kedibur Dami, then he should be saying it if it's the same thing. You might as well, if you're going to let him think it, and you think it's important enough to be Docha, the problem of the Balkari, then let him say it. Wait a minute, so then here, where is Laf Kedibur? Then why is he being Mahar Her? Ah, that, says Rabbi Elazar, it's Kadesh Loye Kol Olam Oskim Bo Yoshevu Batel. I mean, look, the whole world is sitting over there saying Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and he's thinking Batman and Robin. I mean, come on, it's like not, you know, there should be at least some involvement in doing the things that the others are doing. So therefore, he should be thinking at least about it, being Isaac in the Sugya. But Negros with Pirka Achrina. I mean, why can't he be like thinking about anything? I mean, why does he have to be? You're saying he shouldn't be thinking about Batman and Robin. Okay, fine. So let him be thinking about Sharshan Agrav and Zappara. I mean, no, that's because Omer Barabar Ava, B'davar Shatzibur Oskimbo. He should be thinking about the same thing that everybody else is working on. By the way, some learn from here, I'm sure you must have heard this halacha, that the Shaila is, how about if the Tzibur is saying Shema Yisrael when you're being Isaac in the Brachas of Kriyat Shema Lesek? Right, so should you say Shema Yisrael? So no, what do you have to say Shema Yisrael? You're also being Isaac in the Birkas Kriya Shema. Others were, no. It says over here, it's a special Indian. So you should say Kriya Shema. Others, Taina, pretend you say Kriya Shema. Let's be part of it. Show you that. Let's cover your eyes. Sing the song with as if it's the song of Kriya Shema. But there's certainly no Chiyuv to be Mevato. So the question is Dovash HaTzibur Oskim Bo a mode of behavior, or is it an actuality? No, that was what's the point of showing, pretending? I mean,
it's so not to be parish from that.
Yeah, it's two completely different levels of understanding it. Those who also should be mafsing, even though you're in the middle of Birkas Kriya Shema, and say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Go back to saying it. Those who do Dovash HaTzibur Oskim Bo is a chiyuv as much as it's possible to be mekayim. Literally, it's not a way of showing one's behavior. Yes. We didn't get up to tefillah yet. You're doing Dovitz kind of work. As a matter of fact, I think just to teach Dovitz a lesson, we should stop here, especially since we've already gone an hour, and continue our question of our eighth tefillah tomorrow. Leave you hanging. It's always good to be. I mean, it keeps Richie going when the cliffhanger.
He's selling his iron. You know what I learned from this Gemara? Take it.
Thank you. But that wasn't the Gemara.
That was the Gemara. That was the. Yeah, right. Good stuff.